With Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. A type of music called Americana has been played in Montana for more than two centuries that we know of, beginning with the Lewis and Clark expedition.
The core discovery had a high percentage of people of Indian extraction along with them. I think it's a half or two-thirds were Métis Indian, including Pierre Cruzat, one of the fiddlers. There were two. And he played a lot of what we would now recognize probably as Métis fiddle tunes.
That's Helena author and musician Aaron Parrott, who has just published a book titled Montana Americana Music, Boot Stomping in Big Sky Country. But what exactly is Americana music?
Americana is a tricky word to apply to music, mainly because in the industry it's used to refer to the radio format, which includes many genres. But the one thing that all those genres sort of have in common is that they are associated with country rather than city.
We do the Montana stomp on a Saturday night. You grab your cover and you hold her tight. You hear the fiddle sound of the way. Play in the Montana stomp. You grab your partners and you turn.
Musicians like the one you're hearing right now, Country Girl K, were not only amazing musically, but they also have fascinating backstories. In the case of Country Girl K, that backstory was tragic. But for other musicians, like the Mission Mountain Wood Band, great, phenomenal success. They became world famous.
We come from Mission Mountain where the waters divide. A little short of breath, boy, it's a long ride. Got a clean shirt, jerky, and a guitar lick. Picking right there at Mountain Standard Time. Picking it good at Mountain Standard Time.
Kind of sounds like bluegrass.
People hear a fiddle and a banjo and they think bluegrass, but really bluegrass is a very narrowly defined kind of music. It has to have a three-fingered bluegrass banjo with finger picks, that frenetic, almost angry-sounding Earl Scruggs banjo style. And the fiddle is very flashy and showy, and you have to be a pretty accomplished musician to play bluegrass fiddle. Whereas old-time music, while it does have a fiddle and a banjo, the banjo is clawhammer style, and the fiddler is not necessarily very accomplished. He just needs to be able to play a tune well enough for people to dance to. In fact, there was a compilation of Montana fiddle tunes put together sometime in the 1970s called If You Can't Dance to It, It's Not Old-Time Fiddle. I think that's a great distinction because you don't really dance to bluegrass. It's listening music. The Big Sky Mudflaps, I think, are the longest lasting band that I discussed in the book, at least the most steadily working band. They came together in the early 70s, actually down in Hamilton, Montana. Phenomenal band. And the Big Sky Mudflaps have probably the greatest band name ever. And they told me that the Duck Boy postcard guy, Paul Stanton, gave him the name. And he said, all your advertising will be done for you.
On the one I love, Utah Moon.
Martha Scanlon started her career with an old-time band called the Real Time Travelers. And the Real Time Travelers became a kind of a sensation. They played old-time music mainly on the bluegrass circuit, so there were not a lot of old-time bands that got to do something like that. One of my favorite songs by that band is Hallelujah.
Look for information about Aaron Parrott's book, Montana Americana music, boot stomping in Big Sky Country, at our website, mtpr.org, or on our Facebook page. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cherie Newman.